Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to New Life Live. This is Mylon Yurkovich, Jill Hubbard, and Steve Arterburn is going to be with us any second. Welcome to our show today. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Mylon.
It's a merry Monday to you.
It is.
Even though it's not a very merry day, is it?
There's so much tragedy.
Unbelievable. What is happening to our society and the hatred and the resentment and the need to pay people or take out your own retribution, the need to repay evil as a person would perceive that.
The feeling that they can do that, you know, that they can just go and make their statement in such a massive, horrific way is unbelievable.
I think inside every one of us is a need to feel like we personally must repay those who have hurt us or offend us. And, you know, the Bible says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, thus saith the Lord. Never take your own revenge. I will take care of it in the long run.
Right. And we all, Mylon, can have fleeting murderous rage, right? Where we have those fleeting moments where we'd like to strike back.
Right.
Where something is unfair or unjust. But then we don't turn that into action. And it seems like there is, you know, for some people, there isn't that filter to stop them from taking it into action. They feel entitled to do so.
I think there's three filters, Jill. I think one is a personal filter. Do I have the ability to regulate my own emotions? And I know you can speak on that. And I would say, so we have a personal filter. And then we have a societal filter that says, you know, our government is to be the avenger. Our government is to reward those who do well and to then punitively manage the people who are disobeying the laws. And then we have a third filter, which is our theological filter, the Bible, which God says, I am the ultimate sovereign one. Talk to me about that first filter, our ability or inability to regulate ourselves, and how, why some of us, we've learned to regulate, and some of us have never learned to regulate our internal feelings and emotions, that hatred, or, as you just said, that murderous feeling that comes up, and then with no ability to control it. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, absolutely. I think that people get in a state, you know, there's a series of events that often happen in a person's life, in their childhood. Mylon, you talk all the time about a chaotic childhood. Or, you know, a kid that feels somehow they don't fit in. They, you know, and they start a life of feeling rejected in so many ways and slighted in so many ways. And then, you know, perhaps attach to an alternative group that, you know, gives them a feeling of empowerment.
Voice and empowerment.
Right. And so then when they're triggered, Mylon, when we're triggered, time collapses. Right? The present, we're no longer in the present. It's like all of those hurts of our entire life come together in that moment.
And they do.
So you see how people can strike out of that. It's more than they can contain, people who can't regulate themselves.
Steve, your thoughts?
I've been listening to you, and I'm really glad that you're saying what you are. I got to tell you, I have been so saddened for those that are recovering from this injury, their injuries, the families. You know, it's really important that whatever your deal is, that your main deal is loving people, and especially people that are in pain and suffering and struggling. Love. I mean, I'll tell you a little story about making love the main deal when we come back. But we pray. Oh, we pray for healing for those that have been so horrifically wounded, traumatized. Can you imagine being in that place?
No.
And experiencing that. That's all we need to focus on today.
I'd found the pornography on the computer. He had been signing up for a number of dating and sex solicitation websites.
The Women in the Battle workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues.
I didn't know anything about sexual addiction or the recovery process or anything. And one of the resources I found was Dr. Sherry Keffer talking about what it was like to go through the trauma from someone else's sexual addiction or betrayal, and I knew I'd found the right place.
Join Dr. Sherry Keffer June 24th through the 26th in Dallas, Texas.
As soon as I got there, it was a very welcoming, safe environment.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Women in the Battle was hands down the most productive, effective, and helpful workshop I've ever been through.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And I was had an amazing week last week, and I was with some folks and got to hear some incredible stories. Let me tell you real quick a story. There's a pastor whose main deal was you got to get counseling before he would marry you. Got that? That's pretty good thing, right?
Way to go, pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the waitress in the restaurant beneath the church offices, the waitress wanted to get married before she and her husband, well, they weren't husbands yet. They were moving into a new house, and they wanted to get married before they moved into the new house, and the new house was going to be like on Monday. So the pastor, whose big deal was you got to have counseling before marriage, his bigger deal was you need to experience Jesus' love. So he tells them, you guys come to church, and after the 11 o'clock service, I'll marry you. Well, in the meantime, in the first three services, he tells everybody what he's going to do. I'm going to marry my waitress and the guy she's living with and come be part of this. So when the service is over, his wife and the women just instantly create a wedding chapel in the church. People stay over, and then in the parsonage, or I think it was like a barn or something, they had gotten a wedding cake for a full-on reception.
Wow.
Wow.
And the other services, he put a basket down and said, now listen, if anybody wants to help bless this couple, just come put some money here. So at the reception, they count the money. They give them $2,300 to start off.
Wow.
Okay, so move-in expenses, you know, deposits and all this stuff the next week came to $2,280.
Wow.
Of course.
He accepted Jesus the following week. They are now members of the church.
Aww.
Where the pastor's big deal was counseling before marriage, but his bigger deal was showing the love of Jesus.
Mm.
And I got to tell you, I'm big on counseling, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But they were going to move in the new house. He just did what I think was the most amazing, wonderful, loving thing. And it doesn't answer everything, but I think, I hope and pray it might inspire all of us to say, is our big deal loving people the way Jesus loved them, or is our big deal some other thing? And if your big deal is some other thing, then you got to get the big deal, the main deal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's deal with, hey, 20 Steps to Defeating Addictions is a sheet that I'll send you, and it's by Dr. Henry Cloud, remember him, and Dr. John Townsend, both of them on Fridays with me on our Flashback Fridays, and it's great. And so here's the first one. It's real simple. It says, admit to yourself and to God and another person that you are out of control and this addiction has gotten the best of you. Admit that you are powerless on your own to fix it. What a powerful thing that is. You know, I'm on this big kick that we all need to be our own deciders, right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when it comes to, like, drinking, are you deciding or is the drink deciding You know, have you gotten an addiction, a real live addiction? And it controls you so much, you're not even choosing to drink anymore. The drink is choosing to drink. Get that? Okay. Anyway, if you want some more tips, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll send these to you, 20 steps. And if you're living with somebody that's addicted to something, oh my goodness, these could be incredible.
You know, it is amazing. It's amazing how much we don't want to admit truth to ourselves.
That is correct.
Powerful that is.
Yep.
And what do you think gets a person, Steve, to a place where they will finally make that admission after many, perhaps decades of denial? What do you think it takes?
I think it's different for everybody, but I think you come to a place sometimes where you realize that God loves you in spite of the addiction. God is there for you in the addiction, and now it's time to get on board with God. Or after many attempts to control it, make it better, you finally decide, I'm not making it better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you're able to evaluate and reflect and say, it's not getting better. Or you say, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in anything. But I know this. Somebody's got to have a better answer than this. So I'm just going to go join a group. Even if they believe in God, I'm just going to go join the group. And I'll go along with whatever they're doing over there. Because they seem to be doing better than I've been doing.
Right. So you come to the end of yourself.
Right.
Really.
And sometimes it's because somebody has boldly said, by the way, I'm not going to be with you anymore. I love you, mm-hmm. but me being with you is different than Jesus being with you in your addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And me being with you is not only enabling it, but there's another level of enabling called perpetrating.
Mm-hmm.
If you enable something, you're kind of letting it happen. A perpetrator kind of fuels it happening for whatever reason or motivation. So here's the bottom line. There's hope and there's help. And one of the sources is our new Take Your Life Back workshop, our weekend, our intensive in October. And whatever you're struggling with, we'll help you with it. We'll help you take your life back so that you can give it to God. Just that simple.
Hmm.
All right, guys, well, we better get to a phone call since that's why a lot of people listen to this program. And I want to just say one more thing about Orlando. If you are struggling or this has triggered you in any way, we've got a resource for you. Before we ever knew what happened in Orlando, my son James said this. He went to take his ACT test that morning. He said, I felt so unsafe in that room with all those people.
Hmm.
Now, isn't that sad?
Wow.
He's taking an ACT test. And then you hear about what happened the night before. He should have felt unsafe.
Sure.
It's absolutely appropriate. If this has triggered anything in you, we have some amazing resources to help you grieve, to help you with your fear. You just call us and let us talk to you at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But right now, why don't you guys, let's go to the phone. Let's talk to somebody.
Well, let's talk to Sylvia in Long Beach. She listens on KKLA.
All right, Sylvia. How you doing? What's going on?
I am doing all right.
Sylvia, I'm having a hard time. Sylvia, let's just try to get you on here.
Yes?
If you're on a speakerphone, you got to get off. And you have to talk right into your phone and and be very succinct here. And so let's do this thing. All right. Go ahead.
Yes. I've been married for 3 years. And 2 months after our wedding, my husband committed adultery with someone from work. And this lasts more than a year, a little bit more than a year. He has an addiction to pornography. And also he's a very heavy alcoholic. I haven't leave him yet because I have hope that God will heal our marriage, and I keep praying for that. But at this point, it's been 3 years, and I'm not losing hope in God because God is with us, as you said, in every situation. But
yeah.
I don't know.
What's the question
what
for us?
What should I do?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. Here's one of the worst things that I have found. Wonderful people like you who have been betrayed is just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You probably had no idea going into this that this could happen, right?
Right.
And so we're so sorry for that. And then here's the other thing that's so horrible is that once you're dealing with the trauma, you don't realize it, but you end up waiting for God to do what I think the Bible would lay out as saying God is waiting for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, you've actually, and I, for all the right reasons, you're waiting for God to heal things, but in that waiting, you actually enable the evil to continue and get worse. So we're going to help you not do that anymore, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the Bible says when you wink at wrong, you cause trouble. But an open rebuke brings lasting change. Now, I bet you've talked to him about this, haven't you?
Yeah.
And that didn't change anything. So now, if that doesn't do it, then we've got to step up our little intervention here. And that's where you and an elder, you and a pastor, you and someone else have to talk to him and say, can't do this anymore. You got to get some help. Got to move out if you don't. Those kinds of things. Really hard things to do. But that's what really motivates someone like him to change. Just praying and letting him continue to be an adulterer, a pornographer, a pornographied man, an alcoholic, doesn't bring glory to God. Jill, Mylon, your thoughts?
Well, Sylvia, and too, as long as he's continuing with the alcohol use and the pornography, and I don't know if he's still in the adultery or not, it doesn't really matter, it's kind of like your marriage is just in a holding pattern. There really isn't a marriage because these things have taken priority. So it's so important that these things get dealt with. And so that's one of the things you can do is let him know that that this can't continue, that the two of you need to get some help together and separately, and that you've checked out some resources for him to go and get some help, because we've got our Every Man's Battle weekend that would be perfect for him to begin his journey.
Mylon, you have a thought or two?
Well, Sylvia, you know, Steve and Jill are suggesting interventions that involve you. And those interventions mean that you're going to have to take a tough stance and require something of him. How afraid of him are you?
When he gets drunk, I do get scared because he can be wild or aggressive sometimes.
Right. And do you have a safe place to go, a place that you could retreat, a place that you could escape to move away from him?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
See, I just haven't made the decision.
I know. You know, I want to go back to what you originally said. You believe God is powerful enough to heal your marriage. And I ask people all the time, what does that mean? What does that mean to Sylvia, that God's going to heal the marriage? Is he just going to, you know, there's going to be some sort of a lightning bolt that hits the house and all of a sudden your husband is going to turn into, you know, a person with no addictions? Or does God heal through interventions, as Steve and Jill have spoken about? Does God heal through people's voices, group voices? Through boundaries where a person feels pain because they recognize that their behavior is objectionable and another person isn't going to tolerate it anymore, as Steve said a little while ago. You know, you have to decide what you're willing to do. And I ask people, how far are you willing to go in this process? Which means I'm moving out until you work on these addictions. I love you and I'll wait, but I will move out. Now, are there children involved, Sylvia?
No, no children.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a plus. Jill,
so,
what were you going to say?
Mylon, you mentioned fear. And Sylvia, I wonder how much of your fear is keeping you there, the fear that if you really stand up to him, that he'll actually leave. And
right.
that would feel more intolerable to you than the circumstances you're in right now.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? So, Sylvia, that's where you have to get some support around you first. You need friends around you, a church around you, an Al-Anon group around you, those things that can support you, because we're asking you to, you know, to be strong, and it's really hard to be strong when you're, you know, deathly afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so we're asking you to be that adult person, but if that little girl inside of you is going, oh, but I don't want him to leave me, that would feel so terrible to be rejected like that. Then that's where you need to get some support.
You know, I'm going to send you a book. I'm going to send you a book, Emotionally Destructive Relationships. I'm going to send you a subscription to tv.newlife.com. You're going to love this. It's going to help you. But I'm also going to encourage you, you have to get with some other women. You have to find an Al-Anon group or a life recovery group for codependency. You must do something for yourself. And we're going to talk to you off the air and try to help you take the steps to turn this around, because he's not going to wake up one morning and go, wow, I think I'll get better now. It's going to take some tough things on your part. Mm-hmm. All right? God bless you. I'm so glad you called. Anybody else? 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help turning it around.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich. We want to talk to you about our Intimacy Intensive for Marriages.
The Intimacy in Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 22nd through the 24th.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together. We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy levels of their life.
One of the things that we're going to do in this weekend is address the issues of sexuality, emotional intimacy, physical touch, things that the church traditionally does not address. We're going to be a place where you can come and really bring the real you, your real marriage, and it can be a very safe place.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
You come join us. We would love to have you there. I think we can meet some needs for you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Hey, we're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Mylon Yurkovich. And your phone calls at 1-800-229-3000. This is one of those days when we're in the studio for three fabulous, fun-filled hours. So come and join us. I mean, maybe, you know, set your alarm and say, I'm going to call these people in about an hour because I might be able to get through, or 2 hours, whatever. We love getting to do this. Hope and pray that you will tell somebody else about it. They can listen on SiriusXM 131 at 10 a.m. California time or Pacific time. They can go online at newlife.com and listen. They can go to one place, all sorts of places, and then there are about 185 stations that we're on. One of the things we're most excited about is coming up in July, and it's our Intimacy Intensive for Marriage. And Mylon and Kay are going to be doing this with me, and it's just going to be fantastic. When you come, we're going to help you to develop new intimacy skills, physical intimacy, emotional intimacy, and the foundation, I think, really of it all, spiritual intimacy. In fact, we're going to talk about the very first thing is this sacred thing called marriage. And I think you're really going to enjoy it. You could even come if you were engaged. We'd make you stay in separate rooms, of course. But you could come and you could learn some things that I certainly didn't learn till long after I was married. And I just hope and pray that if you're thinking about a different level of intimacy in your marriage, you'd let us help you find it. And all you have to do, pick up the phone, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. When my wife and I went to a new level of intimacy, it wasn't because I woke up one day and said, I'm a genius on this. No, it was because I said, okay, I'll go to that workshop with you, and I'll learn some things that I don't know. And it really did make a difference. So come and be part of this. It's in July. And so you just call us and we'll tell you all about it, okay? Do that. All right, so right now we're going to go to Anna or Ann. Which one is it?
Ann
is it
in Ann Annapolis. And
okay.
That's easy Ann to remember.
Ann in Annapolis.
Ann in Annapolis.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great, and welcome to New Life Live. We're really glad you're with us here today. How can we help you?
Yeah, so I was telling the lady, so anyway, I've been listening to your show almost a year.
Yeah.
And so anyway, what my question is, right off the bat, is just trying to figure out how in the world, I'm 57, how in the world to find a man, a decent man that's emotionally available, that, you know, listens to when I say I have boundaries and this is what they are. And doesn't hit me, doesn't lie to me, doesn't look at porno. I come from a very dysfunctional family. And my dad, he killed himself when I was only 15. And I just, I'm still lost, and I'm 57, and I just don't know what to do.
Okay.
You know, I don't know how to have a decent relationship. I feel like a failure, and...
Okay.
I have a son, and I feel like I've, from him watching me, I feel like I've taught him all the wrong things to do in seeking a relationship, and I don't know how to fix it.
I am so sorry.
That's such
so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I'm lonely, but I don't. Yeah. I have been divorced twice, and I have decided just to be celibate and alone and put myself into my garden, and rather than to choose another man that's going to hit me, abuse me emotionally, not be there for
okay.
me.
All right. And, well, we understand
and
that.
And how do you do in your friendships with females?
I've been hurt there, too. I've had years ago, just to give you a quick history, like I said, I lost my dad when I was 15. From that point on, I have a situation with my back. I have scoliosis. So anyway, I went into a brace. I had just lost my dad. I thought I had some girlfriends. They turned on me because the other kids, you know how cool kids can be. And I had two, three really good girlfriends, I thought. And then they turned on me and went with the other kids. So I basically went through junior high school alone, completely alone. And then I come home, and all I could think about was, why did my dad leave me? Was I not good enough?
Yes.
Oh. You know?
And Ann, that is...
What did I do?
That may be the biggest. Yes. That may be the biggest statement you just made right
isn't that
there.
The truth? Yeah.
Right.
That why did he leave me? I wasn't good enough. And let me quickly say that what you're dealing with there is shame.
Right. Shame.
Well, shame, yes. But the shame of being rejected or something.
Absolutely.
What's wrong with me? Am I flawed? Is there a reason why I would be left behind?
Right.
And of course, his shame affecting my view, and then that can make us have an non-discriminate as to if someone shows attention to me, I don't know how to be honest, I don't know how to be me, I don't know how to have boundaries. You used the word boundaries earlier. And I just want you to know that just because that happened, it was not a reflection of you. Your dad was so miserable, he couldn't even see you at that time.
Right.
And so it wasn't a personal rejection of you, even though it feels deeply like that. And I just wanted to say that.
And I want you to hold on, because we just want to speak some truth into your life. And I want to put you on a different path. Now, it's not a quick fix and it's not an instant solution, okay?
Right.
But I think we can help you. So you hold on. We're going to do our best. Anybody else, you want to join the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Don't know what you're going through today, but we want to help you if we can.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number. And I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful. But probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet. And it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Before we go to Cindy in Sacramento, I want to play you a wonderful piece from our tv.newlife.com. Now, this is John Townsend and Henry Cloud talking about leadership. And, of course, one of the struggles in leadership is when we micromanage. And so here's just a little snippet of one of the programs they do on leadership at tv.newlife.com.
It's the experience itself when you're grappling with a sales account or you're grappling with a parenting issue or you're grappling with your homework and you're doing it and struggling and failing. The pathways open up, the blood flow gets there, and all of a sudden the person functions at much better levels.
Right.
There's real neurological reasons for this.
There really is, because when people have to do that for themselves and they begin to focus on a goal and, you know, I'm supposed to be able to pull this off, the very act of attending to that starts to grow new neural pathways in the brain that they begin to behave towards, and then that behavior, when they're doing it, that's laying down circuitry for their competence. And micromanage is when you come in and either think for them or feel for them or direct them too much, or kind of, I always think of it as a not giving somebody freedom.
Yeah, you know, another word for micromanagement is psychomanagement. And,
yeah, we deal with that, don't we?
Psychomanagement, so, I like that.
Yeah, psychomanagement. And the point is that you really do want to be a balanced manager that allows people to do their job, and you're not in charge of everything. And there are just some great nightmares that I've heard about over this whole thing. So anyway, here's the point. John and Henry, they're part of TV.NewLife.com. It is a great bargain. People love it. Go to TV.NewLife.com. You get a couple of weeks free and be part of over 10,000 people who are absolutely changing their lives, transforming their lives because of that particular feature of New Life Ministries. We love it. We love it. So, all right, now let's go to
Steve.
Yes, sir. You have something.
We didn't finish with Ann in Annapolis.
Okay. All right, let's do
we
finish
need to go
with
back to Ann. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I wanted to talk with her. And Ann, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Ann, the first thing that you're going to have to do is change from everything in your life being a reaction to what happened in your life, right?
Right.
So if everything is a protective reaction, even like now you have to react with, I've got to protect myself from, now I've been divorced twice, so I've got to protect myself from men and all this kind of stuff. So what we want to see is somebody that goes from reacting to responding to what God wants for you. Now, if you think that God wants you to stay safe, then you're probably going to do everything to stay safe. But what God wants you to do is take a risk and love and connect. But it's a healing kind of redemptive relationship, not destructive. Redemptive relationship. Other women, and then you can date. So the first assignment for you is to get in some kind of female recovery group where women are able to be honest with each other. That's the first step. Now, you live in an area where there are a lot of really healthy churches that have great recovery groups for women where you can be open and honest. Where you can say, you know how I got into that relationship? And you know how I got into that relationship? And all of those kinds of things. And that that's the beginning. That's the very beginning of the healing process. You getting involved honestly and openly with other women. That's what we want to see you do.
Well, and that's taking a risk because it's putting yourself in a situation where you're going to, you know, share what's gone on with you, but you're also going to hear from others and hear their hurt and pain, and they're going to be trusting you as well. And it allows people to love you right where you're at, to love you in that shame, and for you to see that rejection does not have to define you.
Well, and in addition to that, Steve and Jill, she'll experience, Sylvia, or Ann, you'll experience in that group healthy people and healthier people and not so healthy people.
Right.
And so, excuse me, Ann, yes, I think you'll find yourself being able to then be able to create sort of an evaluation system, sort of a grid to say, now who in this group would I pick as a closest friend? And who would I pick, like Jesus had 12 disciples, one was Judas. Of the other 11, he had Peter, James, and John, which were his closest. And I think when we're in a group, we can say, who are the safest people? And then I begin to develop senses where I can discern between good and evil. I can discern between healthy and non-healthy. And then with respect to finding a man, once you've done that and are doing that, I would recommend two things. First of all, where to go look for somebody is really important. And I would say that you're looking for somebody that is more altruistic, that has a heart of wanting to give. So I would go to places where people volunteer, and I would find places like hospitals. I mean, you live in
ministries,
hospitals, places where people give care, you know, where there's support groups, all kinds of things where you see people giving. And then the last thing would be, don't have sex with any male until you get married.
What a great piece of advice right out of the Bible.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So can I add something to that mix, Mylon? Because I think while you're doing these things, Anne, I would like to see you get into therapy with a female therapist so that you have somebody to kind of run all of your reactions through as you're in, you know, taking risks in these relationships.
I love it when you add to my list.
Oh, good.
I really do. And we add to each other's list. It's a synergy. It's a team effort here, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So
that sounds good. It's just, and as a result, too, I mean, I don't want to take a whole lot of time. But as a result of all this for years, all of a sudden, well, not all this, well, I'd say in the last 10 years, I was told by a doctor that I went to, they said I have post-traumatic stress disorder from you know, never being able to grieve my dad.
Yeah.
And what has happened is it's which definitely affected my relationship with men, but it has also come out in the form of driving or the lack thereof. I go to work and home. I have nothing to do with highways. I don't know what it is, but they all say it manifested in driving. Have you ever heard of such a crazy thing?
Well, see, here's the thing.
Yes.
When you are traumatized, as you were, and you don't have a place to reveal that, when something like that happens, and then the feelings you have that are all unresolved, you have this sense that I must never tell anybody how I feel. I must never. And so all of this stuff builds up, and all sorts of weird and strange disconnections happen, fears happen, shame, above all else, I think, just drives us crazy. And so we're going to help you with that. But here's the healing antidote to that God has provided. Right. Other people that care about you and love you. And so when you decide, you know what, I'm going to go and I'm going to avail myself to other people who want to love me, everything starts to change. And that's what we want to see happen for you. That's the first step. You know, guys, if she, like Jill, you were saying, that's a big risk. Mm-hmm. If you can take that risk, then you can heal. If you can't take that risk, you're not going to heal in isolation. Oh, my goodness.
And that's now the risk of driving there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not unusual, Anne, at all, because you have felt very unsafe and very vulnerable. And so we start to, you know, make up things to keep us safe.
Yeah. Well, and what happens is you've probably heard the term agoraphobia. What it is, it's a gradual shrinking of our world because we want to get safer and safer and safer, and so we fail to venture out. And so this can be a form of that, and it's very common. When you say, have you ever heard of that? Yes.
A lot.
It's very common. It takes many different forms. But I want you to know that what you're feeling is very common. And it's also repairable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm glad that you called. Let me give you a subscription to tv.newlife.com, and I'll send you this wonderful book by Mylon Yurkovich. It's called How We Love. You're going to find things about yourself you never knew. That's what happened when the material was introduced to me. And I just met a gentleman, head of a major ministry this past week, and I said, well, here's a book you ought to get, How We Love. He said, oh, my goodness, my wife and I, we went through this every night. It was another chapter. He said, it opened our eyes beyond anything that you could ever imagine. Pretty exciting when you hear somebody say that, Mylon, about a book that you've written. So
it's very humbling.
I'll send that to you. Oh, and you're 57. You have a lot of years ahead of you. And I hope and pray there's some healthy relationships. But women first, healing, authenticity, and openness. All right, we'll take a break. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. I'm going to Luke in Boston right after this. We'll be back.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip. And that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
I found out 4.5 months into my marriage that my husband has a sexual addiction. I signed up for Women in the Battle.
The Women in the Battle workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues.
When I got to Women in the Battle, it was the first time I'd actually met face-to-face with people that had been through it.
Join Dr. Sherry Keffer June 24th through the 26th in Dallas, Texas.
The beautiful thing about Women in the Battle is it stopped the bleeding, I guess you could say, because I got to tell my story I felt validated, and the therapist, they understood because they'd been there themselves.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It's invaluable. I figured that I saved myself thousands of dollars in therapy back at home by going to that workshop.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and I said I would go to Luke, but Luke, I may have to hold you over to the next program because I promised Cindy I'd go to her first. And so let's talk with Cindy. She's calling from Sacramento, California, and listens on KFIA. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Hi.
How could we help you? How could we help you?
I just have a question. My husband and I had an abortion with our first child. We've been married for about 30 years. And since then, I came to the Lord about 10 years after that. Initially, I was shut down, stopped it, all that. And we just sort of went along with our life, work, career, etc.
Yeah.
But I still, there's no intimacy in our marriage.
Right.
And my husband is a good provider, but, you know, we just relate still so much on a surface level. And my question is, what do people like this, like us do?
Mm-hmm.
And I've told a few people, not many, and I've also, we've never told our children. We now have three other children.
Okay. Well, look,
but it still just hangs over.
Okay. Well, I paid for an abortion myself, and I understand the guilt and the shame can impact you for years.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not too late, and there are a lot of things that I could tell you that would help, but here's one of those cases where we're going to get you to our workshop because after 30 years, you need some intensive help. You need to go to graduate school here to turn this around. And so I'll tell you about that. But here's the thing. When things like this happen, there's a lot of negative stuff toward each other. There's a lot of shaming of each other. Just out of our own shame and our own disgust of what we did and blaming and all. And so you'll have to clear some of that up. But the main thing is you have to both be working on this together. You both have to say, let's get some help. Let's don't settle for this, or let's don't go into the sunset and we never, ever develop the intimacy that we could have. Jill, Mylon, your thoughts?
You know, Cindy, I'm so sorry that this was a course and a path that you took early on in your marriage. It certainly speaks to a lack of respect for the unborn child. It speaks to a lack of respect for life and God's provision and His divine hand. But that lack of respect can also apply to one another. Because if we agree towards something like this, then that means we can value an idea, a principle, or a conclusion over people and their feelings. And I have a suspicion that for 30 years, there's more going on in your relationship that is more than just this initial abortion. It's rather a whole lifestyle of we don't know how to connect. You said my husband's very functional. He's a good provider. And so it's task over relationship. And whether it's the task of an abortion or the task of a career, everything takes precedent over emotional, relational, and spiritual connection. I couldn't agree with Steve more. This weekend that we're going to be doing in Washington, D.C. in July could absolutely be the turnaround event for you to straighten out all that, as well as individual therapy groups, as a couple with other couples, for the purpose of having a place to process and talk in the presence of other people.
Right. And Cindy, I think the weekend is an excellent idea because I think you need something that's more than just an hour here and there to start with a therapist. Because if your husband is more task-oriented, he needs to kind of be immersed in something to that's long enough to allow him to get in touch with his feelings. And starting your marriage like this, there's a shutting down. You both shut down a part of your heart. And unfortunately, it blocked out other things as well. So it's going to take some work.
And I hate to just, you know, recommend a workshop as the solution. So let me just give you something else to do in the meantime. And that is you guys have to deal with shame from 30 years ago. And I'm going to send you Healing as a Choice. It will help you there. But this whole thing of forgiveness, acceptance of the reality, looking at what shame has done. I was telling people a story the other day of watching one of these birds that was just covered in tar from the Alaskan Valdez, the oil tanker that spilled up there. And I just thought, boy, that was me. I was just covered in the sludge of shame. And that's what has happened to your marriage, and we want to help you clear that up. But if you can't go to the workshop, here's Healing as a Choice. It's got 10 choices. If you guys read this together and you took every one of those choices at the end of this, you'd be different people. And the big thing to focus on is what has been the impact of shame in our lives. And you find out just coming to Jesus doesn't automatically rid us of the sense of shame that we have. All right, so we'll get that to you. Anybody else interested in any of our resources, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and we will find them for you. I have to mention that it is the summer and we do need your financial support, especially helping people like this get to a workshop that can be healing. If you have money that you want to put toward a scholarship, fantastic. Every Man's Battle was in Denver this past weekend. I mean, guys that came in that did not want to be there, hated the fact that they were there. They left totally transformed. They were going one direction when they came. Like they were just going to sit there. But they didn't just sit there. They opened up. They wept. Oh, my goodness. They wept and they changed. And they're going back home. And I would love to talk to one of them right now because it just freed them from years and years of shame. What do we do in our shame? We repeat the very thing that caused the shame. Just incredible. Well, anyway, maybe you can help us. Maybe you could join Club New Life for $20 a month, be part of the foundation of this ministry. But a gift of any amount, I'll send you the emotionally destructive relationship. And if you're in one, this is going to give you some insight. It's going to help you to not be in it by both of you starting to change some things. Now, Women in the Battle is June the 24th. It's coming right up. June the 24th. This is for any woman who has struggled or suffered because of a man who had a sexual integrity problem. Might be your dad, a brother, boyfriend, fiance, husband, ex-husband. The healing, I'm telling you, healing per minute is off the charts. And then July 22nd, Mylon and Kay and myself, we're going to be doing Intimacy in Marriage. It's the intensive workshop in Washington, D.C. Our brand new Take Your Life Back comes along October the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, right alongside the Marriage Solution workshop. I hope you'll join us. It's going to be great. Now, like I said, we do need your help and support. If you can do that, you just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you don't know what you're supporting, you're not supporting a radio program. I mean, we do pay our bills with it. But what you're supporting is transformation. This is a transformation ministry. It's what we started out doing in 1988. We didn't want people to feel better. In fact, we like people feeling worse. So worse that you decide, I'm going to get some help now. I'm going to do something about this. And so we want you to feel whatever you need to feel to decide, I'm going to get some help and transform my life. I'm going to stop trying to control others and myself and let God be in control. Thank you, Mylon. Thank you, Jill. Thanks to all of you who watch and listen. 1-800-229-3000 to be on the programs we're going to do right now. And we're going to start off with Luke next hour. God bless you. call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.